My whole senior year, I knew I couldn't wait to graduate from high school. I was so sick and tired of jocks, geeks, popular bitches, losers, and teachers who really needed to retire. I was so done with that school that I even decided it smelled like rotting tater tots. Needless to say, I skipped a lot of classes and went to the lake with Alice instead of studying neurons and Shakespeare. I don't regret it one bit. Alice was my lab partner, and the day before my 18th birthday, Alice and I made even more plans to skip class. This time, we were going to skip the lake and take the bus into Clarkston, 2 hours away, and go shopping. I was going to get a small tattoo on my ankle, and we were even going to try Duffy's for birthday drinks because Tommy Dashmill said they served everyone. I couldn't wait. As the science teacher rattled on about melting flames or whatever, Alice texted one of her friends who was a year ahead of us and had a place in Seatown. He was in college and said he totally loved being done with high school, as he called it, high chair school. It wasn't that funny, but Alice thought it was hilarious. She was texting me during class about our plans to meet up with Chris at Duffy's, and I was beyond excited. I couldn't wait to get out, legally buy a pack of cigarettes, get a tattoo, and toast over beers in Seatown. Alice was, and still is, a total Instagram addict, and she couldn't wait to make everyone jealous with her wild photos. My 18th birthday was going to be epic. That night, Alice came over and snuck some wine spritzers upstairs. We were on Facebook all night checking out GILFs, Alice's goofy term for guys I'd like to fuck. She's kind of a slut, but she's never been into high school boys. As we looked at hotties online, I knew she was hoping something would end up happening with Chris tomorrow. They'd been friends forever. I remembered seeing him in the halls, and he was totally built. I was a little bit nervous to go to his apartment, but if Alice vouched for the guy, I figured he had to be pretty cool. It would be fine. We heard my dad coming upstairs, and Alice quickly put the spritzers back in her bag, sprayed both my mouth and hers with Bianca, and grabbed our sodas from under the bed. When Dad opened the door, we looked completely wholesome and sweet. It was better that he didn't know what we were up to, because the man would have never slept again. He had always been the overprotective type, and he couldn't even stand the idea of me dating an old-fashioned band geek. Let alone going to see a college guy over an hour away, he'd totally flip. Dad had a present for me. It was the keys to his old Cavalier convertible. I'd honestly never imagined he would be so generous. But he sat down in my chair and was almost choked up as he said, "I can't believe my little girl's almost all grown up. I know you're responsible enough to take good care of her." He put the keys to the convertible in my hands. After he left, Alice and I jumped up and down. We were so going to drive into Seatown with the top down. It was going to be the best birthday of my entire life. I have to admit, I felt a little bit guilty. On the other hand, it was my birthday. It was my car. And it was going to be amazing. The next morning, my mom made birthday waffles for me like she had for every birthday I could remember. But it wasn't just any other birthday. I dressed in a very cute pleated miniskirt, high boots, and a white button-down top. I twisted my hair up in two tight buns and put on some red lipstick to set off my black nail polish. I looked kind of punk, I guess, and when I picked Alice up, she howled, "Happy birthday, Taylor, you hot little slut." On our way into Seatown, we stopped at Custy's for my first legal pack of smokes and a lottery ticket. I won $5, and even though I couldn't exactly go on a shopping spree in New York City or buy a mansion, it managed to make my day even better. I was thrilled. On the way, I made sure to drive the speed limit because I sure as hell wasn't going to get my ass pulled over the first day I had the car.